going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Final hour of B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. It's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and bring in from the Monumental Sports Network, Alan May. Alan, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, Alan. Hey, man, you said last night to me you wanted to see them be beast. And I don't know how you saw the last that little period in the third period, but I think they were beast for the most of the game. What did you think about the period, that third period where they kind of slacked off a little bit?
Well, I thought actually what happened last night, for the first 50 minutes of the game, they imposed their physical will. They played aggressive. They were super physical. They had everyone in on the hit parade. It started with Ovechkin and Pavelier, and then Wilson got it going, and Dubois, and you know, everyone was getting in on the physicality of the game. And there were just a couple of errors late in the game that led to the last 10 minutes being kind of a cluster, and you know, just simple little play of not getting the puck inside the blue line in the Canadian zone, and it came back to haunt them, and all of a sudden the game was tied up 2-2. I didn't like the penalty that was called on Pierre-Luc Dubois. I thought that gave the Canadians life when they scored, but it was really about after that goal, a couple of the Caps players started going off script and not sticking to the game plan as to where their pucks were moving to. And Montreal is a team that loves transitional offense, and that kind of played into their game. So lessons learned, and I expect the Capitals to be, you know, a 60-minute team next game and not have to go to overtime and just dominate in the first three periods.
How important was it to see them come out and show that physicality early on? Is that something that you think they can continue to play that physical throughout the series, or they have to dial that back a little bit now that they've set the tone so they can play that full 60?
There's no way I would dial it back. They're a far bigger team than Montreal. Montreal's smaller in stature. They don't have the weight that the Capitals do, and they certainly don't have the physical pedigree of a lot of the Capitals players. I think they have to play that way. And they've been playing possum with the National Hockey League for about 6 weeks, 2 months. They really made the playoffs months ago. And the way they did it, they were playing playoff hockey through the first 60 games. And they were involved, when you think of it, all the comebacks that they had, they were never out of a game. You know, they might lose a game in overtime, or, you know, they could have been down a couple, but they found ways to scratch and claw to get back in. And as it, you know, came down the stretch, if they would have continued to play like that, they'd have had no emotional ceiling. They'd have been worn out. And so that's why I think that they can go out and continue to play that physical again. And Montreal's defensemen didn't want to go near the puck. Mm-hmm. The forwards were getting belted all over the place. So, to me, that's how they have to play. Take away the middle of the ice, force Montreal to play defense in their own zone, manage the puck, and you will win the game tomorrow, and you won't have an overtime to worry about. And that's it's pretty simple to me what their recipe for success has to be.
Caulfield is not that big, but the little he can skate, man, and he moves around. What do they have to do to try to contain him?
Well, make him play defense. Don't let him have the puck. His line loves to score off the rush, and they're awesome at it. And that guy, he's not the tallest guy, but he is jacked. And players bounce off of him for the most part. Ovechkin got him with a good one last night. But that guy, he's not scared. He's been an elite goal scorer at every level that he's ever played at. He had 37 goals this year on a team that had to work really hard. And, you know, they didn't, you know, to get in the playoffs and a team that doesn't have a whole lot of threats, he's their number one threat. So the biggest thing is play in the zone and make sure how you manage your pucks there. Like, don't take a sloppy shot that ends up going around the boards and giving him and his centerman, Nick Suzuki, a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-2 with their right winger, Slavkovsky. So wear them down. Don't let them have those, you know, odd man rush opportunities, because they're very good at converting on those. And as a matter of fact, that the game, the goal that tied it up last night was on a play that didn't get in the zone. That line was out there and they flew down the ice and they created chaos around Logan Thompson and all throughout the cap zone, and they got the game tied up.
Talking with Alan May from Monumental Sports Network, Toby Altizer in for JP today on Beamish and Finley. We get the news today, Alan, that Martin Ferravari is going to be out for the playoffs, had to have surgery on his meniscus. How big of a loss is that, and who's going to have to step up in his stead?
Well, I think last night the guy stepped up for him was Alexiev, and he was solid. He was super physical last night. It's the best game I've ever seen him play. He came close to crossing the line a few times physically, but I loved it. I loved him playing, and he was very noticeable. And I think by the end of that game, every single guy in the Canadians knew who he was. He only played 8 games going into last night. He's had an excellent attitude. He went out there. He was cross-checking, hitting, getting the puck out of the zone. Didn't really make any mistakes with the puck. And for a guy that, you know, no matter how hard you train, no matter how great your attitude is, there's nothing like playing in a game, and he only got in 8 of them. So I thought he was a stud last night. And it's hard to fill in a Ferravari. Ferravari's an unsung hero of the Capitals. He's a guy, I don't know how many times he's been hit in the face this year with a stick, a puck, an elbow, you know, ate the boards a few times. But the guy's a warrior, and he didn't miss a game until the end when he hurt his knee. He would have played all 82 games. He got hurt in game 81 blocking a shot. And then I'm not sure if it was the twisting as he went down on that shot that put him out for the rest of the playoffs. But, you know, he's one of those guys. So Alexiev just has to pattern after him. And I wouldn't really change a thing if I were him. The way he played last night, the coaches have to be ecstatic. He's 6'4". He's been chomping at the bit to get ready and get going. I just love that he went out there last night and he didn't just put the jersey on. He damn well owned it, and he played with like he's never gonna give it up again. So that was great. If he can replicate that every game of this series, it'll be great news for the Cavs.
Was Anderson trying to bait Wilson when he just knocked him down right in? The ref called nothing, but was he trying to bait him?
Absolutely. He was trying to get Wilson to retaliate, and you know, he got away with it that time, but one thing I do know is he can be a shy player at times. He jumped Wilson earlier in the year, and they dropped the gloves, and I didn't think Will should have dropped the gloves because the other player had to jump on him. But if he wants to stand in the middle of the ring with Tom and go at it, you know, old-fashioned, the old Western way, he's in a lot of trouble. And if there's a separation in the score that's more than 2 goals, if it's a 3-goal spread, you won't be hearing a whole lot of Josh Anderson, in my opinion.
What's the adjustment that you want to see them having going into game 2?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch, Picture this: flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The biggest thing is how the puck comes out of the defensive zone. Tape-to-tape passing, or you just got to get it over the blue line no matter what. Nothing sloppy in zone. They know that, and they did that by and large. They were very good at it last night. And Montreal's defensemen pinch in very deep. They'll go all the way to the goal line on the wall inside the cap zone, and the Caps got to make sure they manage the pucks to get past those guys when they're that aggressive. And it'll lead to all types of scoring opportunities. And then when you get to the opposition blue line, you've got to get the puck. If you can't skate it in deep, you've got to throw the puck in. If you've got to get rid of it, throw it in deep. It's got to go past the hash marks. At least I would love it if it went behind the goal line. And they didn't do it last night a couple times, and it came right back in the third period. It was back-to-back shifts, and it came back, and they scored a goal. So that, and then when they have their offensive, we saw last night the five-man cycle, which means all five Caps players playing inside Montreal's zone and dominating. Continue to do that. Wear them out. Younger teams are still confused defensively. It's not that they're dumb. They just don't know yet, you know, with all these young players that were big goal scorers wherever they came from. They've got to learn that part of the game. And, you know, a lot of people have been making comparisons between, you know, Montreal and the Washington Capitals since 2010. There's only two guys on the ice last night that played in 2010. A young John Carlson and Alexander Ovechkin.
Wow.
And none of the Montreal Canadiens were there. And the only guy that was on that team that's still in the league is Max Pacioretty, who's sitting out in Toronto right now. But the comparison back then, the Caps did not know how to play without the puck. They were all offense. This team knows how to play without the puck. They know how to play with the puck. And when they play with emotion and physicality, they're a very hard team to beat. And that's why they were first place most of the year in the National Hockey League and in the Eastern Conference. And not too many people had that on their bingo card. And they've assembled a very solid team. And they've just got to continue making great decisions and play with that type of physical impact and intensity that they did last night.
Talking with Alan May from the Monumental Sports Network here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. What'd you make of the officiating? We talked about the hit after the whistle on Tom Wilson a little bit earlier. Also, they missed a clear trip on John Carlson on the power play in the first period. What'd you make of the officiating last night?
Well, I don't think it's ever good when it comes to the playoffs. They usually kind of end up being too much of a topic. And to me, last night, they were too much of a topic. But in the same breath, I will say this. They missed things that the Capitals did as well last night. A cross-check early by Alexiev would normally be called a penalty. It wouldn't be a five like everyone in Canada wanted. It'd be a two-minute cross-check. There were a couple other instances. I thought maybe one time Alexiev threw some haymakers in a scrum. I thought he could have got dinged up there. Happy that he didn't. And it's just, you know, one of those things. I think, you know, and a lot of people stick up for the referees. I never do. They always say they got the toughest job in sports. I don't care.
The guys playing got a tough job too.
Yeah, they're highly compensated. And I never see them getting fired when they blow a game. So, you know, players lose careers when they blow a game. And, you know, teams get rid of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully they're not a story. And how you make them not a story is just dominate all game long. And keep them from, you know, affecting the game. But they were too much of a story last night. And you know, there was other things that I didn't like, but I'm just going to keep that to myself. And hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be the same crew of guys, but I hope not. And I just want the Caps to continue to play physical, stay out of the penalty box. If you go to the penalty box, take someone with you. And that's the best way to play the game. But that high-octane physicality that we saw last night, I loved it. And so did every person watching that game and every person, you know, certainly everyone that was at the game, they got – that was a treat. That was incredible. And that place was pumping all game long. I loved it.
Well, you just pumped me up. I'm going to be there tomorrow night, Alan. I needed a little bit more to push me. I'm going. So
well, I definitely, you know what, you know what, just because the Caps came down the stretch, and, you know, anything's possible in any playoffs. And, you know, there, I got home to watch games last night. You know, there's two teams I still cheer for, the Dallas Stars, who I played for, and I've lived there forever, Edmonton, where I grew up. And, you know, I said, well, Edmonton was down 4-1, so I said, I'm not going to watch the rest of that. I'm going to watch Dallas. They're in it tight. And Edmonton found a way to score a bunch of goals, like four goals in the third period, and eventually lost with about 46 seconds left. But that game was outstanding late. So I had that game on my iPad. I had the other game on the tube, the Dallas, and I had never seen a Dallas team play with so much desperation as last night, as they came from behind and won that game in overtime. That was one of the most intense physical efforts I've ever witnessed in a National Hockey League game. So last night was a great night for the National Hockey League with the excitement of the games. And if you've got an opportunity to go to a game, don't be so damn dumb and get your ass there, B-Mitch.
Hey, I've been to a lot of games, Alan. I've been to a lot of games. But, you know, I was offering, and I said, I got to make sure I'm going to call and ask the lady. But I'm like, I'm going. Put my foot down.
Yeah, you better. That was a Monday night game.
All right.
So as the week goes on, the games always get better and better, because I think the fans also bring, you know, a better element of themselves. You know,
yeah.
Most people don't like Mondays, and then they amp up as the week gets going.
As they get close to the weekend, they start to sip a little bit.
Yeah, it's old school thinking. Every day of my life is a Friday or a Saturday. So it's everyone else, have fun at the game tomorrow.
All right, brother. Gotcha.
Al, it's an awesome time of the year. Appreciate you joining us, man.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, brother.
That's Alan May from the Monumental Sports Network. You can check out all his great work on Monumental, also on Twitter, at AlanMay_16. Yeah, that's going to be an exciting atmosphere tomorrow. I mean, yeah. I'm glad that they won game one, because there's a little bit of nerves if you lose game one going into game two, but I think it's going to be a rowdy environment tomorrow at Capitol.
Oh, that's definitely going to be that.
Can't wait for it.
So, Ahmed, I hope you heard me, because I know you're listening.
Hook us all up.
Yes.
Hook us all up. I'd love that. Want to take a look at the 2025 NFL draft, which begins on Thursday. Adam Schefter put out an article with some things that he's hearing going into Thursday's first round of the NFL draft. We'll dive into that next here on The Fan.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory, that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.